Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Don't know if it's your first time or your 15th time, but whatever it is, we're glad you're here and joining me today. Two very wise and very fun women, Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello, hello.
And Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to be with you all.
I've really missed you two. I'm really glad to be back with you.
Well, Steve's been far, far away. He just got back from Israel last night, and he's here with us. Can you believe your commitment, Steve, is amazing? He doesn't even look jet lagged.
Here's the deal. I was in Israel, and then I spent the night at home, and then we went on spring break. We went to the Bahamas. That was on spring break with some families. That was kind of cool. And got back last night and went right to the emergency room. Solomon stepped on a bee, a beehama, right there on the his foot. And oh my goodness, he's okay. We're really glad. But you know, my wife, she makes sure nobody dies in our family. I think that's a good trait.
No, you need one of those people around.
You do. A lot of people say, "Oh, it doesn't matter." That. We've got a lot of kids. You know, they think, "Ah, it doesn't matter if one die." But no, she really does. I think I might not have gone to the ER. She says we need to go, and it's so true because you know they put him on antibiotics and all sorts of stuff. So it's just nice to have a wife who loves the kids and is willing, you know, to get home at 1 a.m. in the morning rather than 9 p.m. But we're here for you. Glad to be back. And if you want to join us, we're going to do two programs today. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. Now, on Monday, my good friend Jim Burns is going to be on, and we're going to do a special program on doing life with your adult children. I don't know of many things that are needed as much as good information on how to be a parent to an adult, because so many of us have adult children. And so I hope that the title of his book is Doing Life with Your Adult Children. So you can join us on Monday for a special program. We rarely do special programs, only when we have special people. Jim Burns, I'll tell you, he might be the finest man on the planet. And boy, is he a great writer. Jim Burns and I, we toured with Rich Van Pelt back in the old days when he and I wrote for Focus on the Family. We did a book called Drug Proof Your Kids. And we had the best time ever touring all over the country, speaking and doing workshops. And you're going to love Jim if you've never read one of his books. They're always, always really, really good books.
So. They're kind of no-nonsense, and then he's got a great sense of humor. So I can just imagine you two on the road.
Well, we had a lot of fun. And, you know, we'll probably talk about it Monday, but he gave me my worst memory ever. I was auditioning to be on a speaking tour, and if you've ever heard me speak, you know, I do about 5 minutes of humor, and then that kind of gets me into the main thing. And Jim had talked to the audience before I walked out and said, "Don't laugh at anything."
Oh.
He said, so I go out there and I'm doing my normal little thing.
Oh.
Nobody's responding. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, that's a dirty trick.
No, he's a good jokester. I mean, you can only do that to someone you love. But, oh my goodness.
And you must have just... 10 years to forgive him. we have quite a history together. But you'll love Jim. Anyway, we want you to come and join us right now. 1-800-229-3000. Look, you could be in a mental institution right now listening, and we're going to give you some help. You could be trying to stay out of a mental institution. and be listening. We're going to try to give you some help. Wherever you are, God is with you. We're here for you. And we're going to do this for 2 hours. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back for more of New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It is New Life Live. We're not dead. We are alive. And we're glad that you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to go to the first person that called me, and that was Gary. And Gary, welcome to New Life, Brunswick, Maine. You listen on the podcast. Anybody can. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing okay.
What's going on with you today?
My story is that I'm a recovering porn addict.
Okay.
3.5-4 years ago, I let my wife discover, and she is a one in a million. She's still with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's been my counselor, my therapist, you name it. We did have some, we met with our pastor for a period of time, and he's a marriage counselor, and
mm-hmm.
he helped us for some time. But we moved here, and we've been on our own and struggling with this. The thing that stands in the way, all she's looking for from me is a heartfelt apology, to show emotion. And I just have not been able to do that as much as I want to.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Do you listen to the program very much?
Just of recent, the last month or so.
Okay. Good. Glad that you do.
I heard it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Downloaded the book Worthy of Her, I think it is.
Worthy of Her Trust. All right. So yeah, you're aware that trust. You're aware that we do a workshop, and I'm just curious why you haven't thought maybe going to the workshop would be even more powerful than words of apology. What do you think?
There's nothing up here.
What's that?
I called in a couple of weeks ago. There's nothing up here.
I don't understand what... We do it in a different location every month, and it's your marriage, and you seem so distressed. You wouldn't just let something either happen or not based on whether or not it was in your backyard, would you? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
No, it's a matter of I don't believe she would let me, because we
Sherry Keffer has written a book about this, and she has been where your wife is. I've been where your wife is. And I want Sherry to talk to you, and let's see if we can help give you some direction that really might help.
Oh,
Sherry, what are you thinking here?
So, hey, Gary, thanks for caring about wanting to give your wife that heartfelt apology, right? Let me tell you a couple things that I've already heard that I'm a little concerned about. Can I be really honest with you? Just
oh, please.
Okay. One is I'm hearing a little what I would call a kind of a helpless victim place. Your wife, you said, is your counselor. She's, you know, been there for you. She's your rock. It's a heavy burden for her to carry.
I don't want her carrying it. I
okay.
want to take it on.
I know. I love that. And what Steve was inviting you into is for you to do your part. And come, even if it means you have to get on a puddle jumper. I mean, every man's battle is all the way across the nation. Every month there's one. But yeah. As soon as Steve invited you to that, do you know what happened? You began to make excuses. And then you began to blame her by saying, well, she wouldn't let me go. And I'm going, Gary.
I can try. I'm not opposed to we're familiar with Every Man's Battle. That was one of the first books that we got.
I get it. But what's stopping you from saying, yes, I will do whatever it takes? I think that's what she wants. Women want two things primarily, but and then when they get these two things, they can actually accept our apology. They can accept it. They're looking for safety and the truth.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Those are pillars. They're fundamental. And when they have those two things, a woman's heart begins to relax because she knows you're doing everything you need to do to make her safe and that you've given her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was sitting with you today, I would say, hey, Gary, you know, and you may not feel comfortable sharing this with all of us, but I would say, when's the last time you looked? What's your sobriety date? When's the last time you looked at porn?
You're not going to believe this.
Try
I
me.
Haven't. Okay. God took those desires from me.
Good.
I got down on my knees. I got down on my knees. It's November 14th.
Of what year?
4 years ago.
Okay,
now.
Perfect. So guess what?
And I have not gone back. I have no desire.
Awesome.
I've been threatened with it. I mean,
you're staying the course. You're staying the course. So you've been sober now for 5 years. 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Way to go. So, does she know that?
I just want my wife.
I know. You want your wife, but she's been really hurt. So this is what I would say you do. I'm so glad you got the book Worthy of Her Trust, because I think it's a fabulous resource. I have
We're
a chapter
through it together.
Awesome. I have a chapter in my book that's called How He Can Help Her Heal. And in there, I have some things that you can do to help her heal and get the fact that you hear her and feel her. Things like...
Go ahead. What about my being emotional to her? All I have to do is break down and cry in front of her.
Okay, but you can't fake that.
I don't want to fake
here's the
I
thing.
Know.
Here's the thing. You're trying to do all this on your own, Gary. You're still in isolation, even though you're talking to a pastor. You either have to get in a group of men, or you've got to go to Every Man's Battle. Then, little by little, you start to work through these things. These little strongholds start to loosen up. Whether it's I can't express myself, can't be emotional, can't say I'm sorry. All of those things get worked out in that kind of situation. But on your own, you trying to figure it out. I mean, you're ready with a comeback for everything we say here. I can only imagine what it's like in everyday life for you. So we want you to get better. We want the both of you to get better. But I'm sensing a little bit of resistance, lack of willingness that could be the key to preventing that from happening. And that's what we got to work on.
And I would add one thing to that, Steve. Gary, sometimes, and I imagine this might have been your story, we grow up in homes where we weren't nurtured.
Yeah.
It wasn't okay for us to cry. A lot of guys I work with, they had dads that told them, don't be such a baby. Don't cry.
That was my home.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so you know what? You have your own wounds. You've got some trauma under there that has told you a lie, that has told you it's not okay to cry, because if you cry, you're weak or you're a baby.
Well, let me ask you this. I called up my kids and apologized to them and broke down crying with them. Why is that different?
Because you hurt her more. And
she thinks I hate her.
I'm sorry?
She thinks I hate her.
Oh.
And I don't.
Well, she hates what you've done. But she needs to know that you see the pain that you've caused her. And if you have a block in getting those tears to her, then I want you to work on that block. I want you to do whatever you need to do to find your tears so you can bring them to her.
And Gary, Sherry and I work with a lot of couples with similar stories and men that are unable to show their remorse, even though they do feel it on the inside. So your story is something we've heard a lot of, and there's so much hope for you. A lot of times, shame blocks us from allowing our feelings to surface with the person we've most hurt, like Sherry said. So I want to give you two scripture passages to pray and meditate on, inviting God to do the work that you can't do yourself, but also getting a professional, whether it's our weekend, whether it's a therapist trained in doing this, because we help people get to that point all the time. So Ezekiel 36:26 talks about the heart of stone that we all develop because of sin, but God can turn it into a heart of flesh. And then the book of James talks about our need to learn to be slow to speak and quick to listen. And it's a skill all of us need to develop better, because when we slow down and draw out the heart and the pain of the person we've hurt, that's when our heart starts softening as well, as we let them tell their story without us minimizing or justifying what we've done.
Okay, now, a lot of complications here, a lot of interesting, unique feelings, a lot of sadness. You guys are stuck, and there's a lot of stuckness that, you know, could be worked on, but you're going to have to both decide. We've got to move beyond just what we've done. We've got to do something different than we've been doing, and when you do that, I think things are going to get better. We're going to talk to you off the air. What we have here is we've got Christian counselors that specialize in what you struggle with. I'm going to send you the book that Sherry wrote, Intimate Betrayal, for your wife. That's going to help some. But we've got a marriage conference. We've got Restore for your wife. We've got Every Man's Battle for you. You're just going to have to do something. Get in a men's group. Something other than what you've done so far, or you're not going to make progress, and you're going to be really frustrated with yourself, and you're going to feel sorry for yourself, and you're going to look at all these different things, my kids and all this stuff. Fact is, you may actually be so angry at your wife. Mm. You may be blaming your wife. This is so common. Men don't even know it. Wow, I'm blaming her for my problem while I feel so much shame for hurting her. A lot of complications here. Hold on. We're going to talk to you off the air. See if we can help you beyond what we've talked about right here. Let's go to JC. He's a Club New Life member, has the New Life app. He's calling from Chicago. How you doing?
Hi. Yes, my name is, I'm JC from Chicago. I have a question. I'm trying to work as well as I talk with you guys, but
okay.
I'll try to be real precise to the point with this. Okay, so I have a daughter who is 41 years old. She's was married or is or was married. She's in the process of getting a divorce. She's married for 20 years in a very abusive relationship, and she has 5 children. Okay, and so she finally, there was a last straw where her husband jumped her, did other things, and she finally left him. And she's having a difficult time with this. And so she's had other guys to try and come into her life. And, you know, I tried to help her to see where she needed to not, you know, talk to other guys right now, you know, and that she needs to just, you know, be alone and let the Lord speak mm-hmm. to her. And
but she's not doing that, right?
Help me. Pardon me?
But she's not doing that.
No, she's not doing it. Okay, so she met a guy that was married, and he said he was in the process of getting a divorce,
mm-hmm.
but he was still living with his wife. I asked her to, no, do not, you know, deal with him, because he's still married. He's probably going through a midlife crisis. And so she didn't listen. And so
all right, hold on.
The conclusion.
You hear that? I don't know if you hear the music. I've got to go to a break. But this is the kind of call I like to get, because we might be able to give you some insight here that could help her. She needs help, boy, I'll tell you. And it's not just a matter of midlife crisis. So much more to why she should not give this guy the time of day. We'll talk about that right after this. 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, anything we do, newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton and Dr. Sherry Keffer. We're talking with JC, daughter, just recently divorced. Now she's involved with a man that's still married, still living with the person he's married to, And one of the things that is a little disturbing to hear you say to her, hey, he might just be going through a midlife crisis. Well, okay, let's say he's not going through a midlife crisis. He's dating someone while he's married to somebody else, and that is not a man she should be within 1,000 miles of. Alice, take over here for me. What are you thinking?
I'm hoping that there are some men of influence, some good, faith-filled men of influence in your daughter's life, JC. Can you tell us about her dad?
Okay, that's another story. I'm married. I've been married for April 13th. It'll be 34 years. And so I had her before I got married. And, okay, so there's more to the story with the man that she's was trying to see her that's still married, because
I'm going to interrupt and ask something. How's her? Would you tell us how's her relationship with your husband?
her stepdad.
Oh, great.
And is he a believer?
Pardon me?
Is he a believer?
Yes.
And is he willing to partner with you in speaking truth to her and inviting her to come with to your church and being an influence, an active influence in her life?
He has. I raised her in church from a little girl, so she's in a church. Her in-laws pastor church, but that's a whole other story. Nevertheless,
Let me tell you the bigger.
She's in a relationship with her real father as well. You know, I've done everything. See, I call you guys as the last resort because, you know, I know when I can't get any answers and I need something, you know, to like help me get over that plateau, so to speak, I can get some good advice.
Right. Well, Sherry has something she wants to share with you here.
So, JC, you know what I think the biggest story is? Is she lost her daddy, even though he's back in her life now? She lost her birth father at a really early age. How old was he when he left, her birth father?
About
2 years old?
Five.
Okay, so 4 or 5 years old, she lost the only man that she ever loved. And she has been looking to heal that wound ever since. And she's chosen men who are abusive, unavailable, and even this infidel. She's got a deep, deep wound in her heart. And I hear you, JC. I hear your heart that says, I've done everything. I've done everything I can do. And sometimes when moms are watching their daughters struggle and struggle to this profound level, we feel some shame about what happened way back when. Mm-hmm. Because deep down in our hearts, we know that somehow that hurt her heart. Mm-hmm. And so she's got some deep work to do. When I heard you say to her, hey, girl, I think you just need to be alone and let God touch your heart. Do you know what? Being alone is what she felt when her dad left.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of truth to that, too. And that's probably the reason she keeps going from, because she did finally abandon this guy, but now she's dealing with this. And these are all Christian men. These are all men that are in the church.
I understand.
And so now she's dealing with a man okay, who's supposed to be a prophet.
Let us tell you what is the best advice we can give you to give her. No magic words, okay. Although Sherry and Alice can give you some better words, maybe. But you need to tell her that if she wants to save her children, save herself, and save her relationship with God, she must find a women's recovery group of some sort. She must, and I'll turn it back over to Sherry now, but she must make the connection with other women that are saying, I've got a problem, and I need help. Guys, what do you think?
I think that's real good. I'm going to tell her that. Definitely.
And then I want to add to that. I want you to stay on the line after we leave here today because I want us to see if we can find somebody in her area, a therapist that can do a digger deep with her, you know, yeah. into her heart.
Yeah. That's what she needs.
Yep.
JC, if you're willing to, you can pull out her story of how she felt when her dad left, and you can speak your request for forgiveness for whatever your part was in that. That can bring so much grace to her soul. And then please continue.
But I feel like to do that. I put myself on the line, Sherry. I said, what did I do, you know, to hurt you? I did. I wasn't willing
Very
to say
good.
I wanted to bring forth some healing.
That's humble, and that was right to do. Please continue to be a consistent presence in the life of your grandchildren as there's a lot of chaos going on around them. We know your heart. We know your heart for God and for your family.
Now, I'm going to send you, take your life back. I'm going to encourage you to say to her, let's go to Codependency Anonymous meeting or a life recovery meeting that deals with codependency.
Or a sex, love, and relationship addiction group, or maybe a domestic violence group. There's so many, right, Steve?
Yeah, anything like that. That's where you could really help her.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton. Guys, what are you thinking about these calls?
Something that JC said at the end there really struck me, which is that she did a great thing going to her daughter to say, what did I do that hurt you? What's my role in this? Mm-hmm. And I think we can take it even deeper than that. When we identify ourselves, I chose this man, this your father who left, or I was neglectful. When we come up with our own mistakes that we've made and we bring that to our children and then we allow them to speak into those specific mistakes, I think it gives our children permission and freedom to speak at a deeper soul level to us.
I agree. I agree. And you know, both of these calls, they had wounds, you know, really painful things that had happened in their past that were causing them to behave in a way, right? Gary, it was, mm-hmm. you know, being told, don't cry, you're a sissy. He's like, that's my home. And he's wondering why he's stuck with the person that's closest to him, the one he hurt. And then, you know, her daughter, JC's daughter, I mean, she's running after the men because she lost her dad. Now, even though he's come back into her life, that doesn't necessarily heal her wound. And sometimes we think it does, like somehow that's a Band-Aid. But you know what? If your behavior, I often say this, you all know this, when I hear something, you know, our callers, I'm like, your behavior's telling on you.
Yes.
The fact that she's running back to men that aren't good for her is telling us everything about she's trying to heal something inside of her. She's just doing it in a way that isn't working, and it's hurting her and her kids.
And I think that there are listeners who have been or are in that exact same situation, and they're thinking, I've got to do something different. And that willingness to turn away from the comfort of another person too soon, or not to look at, yeah, I am hurt over this father wound or whatever. It's so hard, but it's so necessary to get healthy.
And most of us need a third person to draw that out. Our hearts are deep waters, and we need a person of understanding to help us figure it out, to become better listeners, and to really mm-hmm. sit there in the pain with our loved ones. It's pretty much too difficult to do on our own.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Really, really glad they called, and I hope that, you know, if you're listening and you hear something, that you'll say, well, maybe this call was for me, not necessarily for the person I just heard. Maybe God's trying to tell me something. God's trying to move me in a certain direction to do something different. Well, it's been a long time since I've talked to Larry Sonnenberg. We went to Israel together. And Larry, it's good to be back. It's good to talk with you. You doing okay these days?
Pretty well, yeah. We're all still recovering a little bit from the crud, but we're getting there.
Well, I know that we have had, I mean, this is a difficult spring, as everything's difficult in New Life, but we've had a matching gift, and let's talk about that.
Yeah,
just for,
we did. And that resulted on our Israel trip when someone asked the question about our finances, and I shared with her very transparently what a great year-end we had, but then how February and March came and things just kind of slowed way down. And so she came up to me afterwards, said, give me a piece of paper, and gave her a piece of paper out of my pocket, and she wrote down $25,000. Mm. She said, I want to give that to you guys, but I want you to present that as a matching challenge. Mm-hmm. So the next night I shared that with our folks at large. It was our last night together. And another lady came up and she said, I'm going to give you $10,000. Mm-hmm. And another man came up and said, I'm going to give you $5,000. So
wow.
We've pulled those three together. We've got a $40,000 matching gift. Mm-hmm. And everything you can give, we had a $5,000 gift online this morning for a match.
Nice.
And another $1,000 one online this morning. You can do it online. You can do it by calling 800-NEW-LIFE. And I wanted to just share one little thought, Steve. I've got this book I go to all the time that just helps me keep my spirit right about raising money.
Which one is that I wrote, Larry?
Yeah. Steve Henry. Henry Steve Dowell, yeah.
In renown.
Spirituality of Fundraising. Just a paragraph or two quickly.
He's amazing.
He said, asking people for money is giving them the opportunity to put their resources at the disposal of the kingdom. To raise funds is to offer people the chance to invest what they have in the work of God. Whether they have much or little is not as important as the possibility of making their money available to God. When Jesus fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he was showing us how God's love can multiply the effects of our generosity. God's kingdom is the place of abundance where every generous act overflows its original bounds and becomes part of the unbounded grace of God at work in the world. And so we're inviting you into that. We're inviting you into mm-hmm. experiencing the five loaves and 2 fish experience with New Life, because it's what we need right now, and your gift will make a difference. You know, I was looking through a notebook of testimony, Steve, and I came across so many things. The common theme was people just sharing what the healing process was and how it began by listening to radio or going to a workshop or seeing a counselor. And there was a lady who wrote a letter. It was very painful. She said a lady at her church couldn't take the knowledge of the affair of her husband. Mm-hmm. So she ended up taking her own life.
Mm.
And she said, if only that woman had heard and knew about New Life.
Mm.
And I think to myself, if we can just... The resources are what it takes to keep this thing going. And so we're just appealing to you. Make a gift. $10 mm-hmm. becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. That $5,000 gift today will become $10,000. And we up to $40,000, we can take your support and multiply it.
It's a great time to do it. And you know what I love most about this matching gift, Larry, is it came out of our New Life family as you guys were traveling together. I mean, this was an organic conversation. This wasn't you going out and trying to drum up.
No. So
it came out of pure care and people getting it, getting what we do, spending time with us, and knowing that what New Life does really matters and changes lives. So I want to thank those that were on the bus that offered this matching gift and those of you that are already beginning to give, because it's what we do.
And it makes a difference, and lives are different because of it.
Yeah.
One final thing. These trips that we take, we do these to get to know our folks better and for them to get to know us better. And, of course, a big part of that is our dream, our hope is that when they know us better, they support us in a stronger way, a deeper way. And this was evidence that the people get closer to us, they come to understand we're who we are, and they like it, and they support us. And we're really excited that, you know, these gifts came from the trip, because that really is the ultimate outcome, is that somebody becomes a stronger supporter for what we do so we can reach more people. And again, if you're new to what we do is try to transform lives. It's not about feeling better. It's about getting better. And that's painful.
And Steve, I want to just help people understand too that when we take these trips, the money that it takes for staff to go and everything is not funded by our general operating budget at all.
Right.
It's operated by the trip itself and by what people pay to go to, that is pays for the rest of the staff to go.
That's right. All right. Well, if you can help us, we'll double the money with this matching gift, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And thank you, Larry, for all you do. And we'll talk to you again. Well, we're going to do another program right after this
if
anybody wants to join us. So 1-800-229-3000. All right. Let's go to Tyler. Old Tyler is calling us from Concord, California. Listens on the app. Hey, Tyler, how are you? Club New Life member. Thanks for that. Hi.
Yeah, Steve and everyone, it's great. And Larry, I think this was a divine call because I was there with you.
Where were you with Larry?
I was standing with you on the Mount of Olives.
Tyler. Tyler. Oh, Tyler.
The Mount of Olives, Tyler.
You know, Tyler is he's such a great guy, such a great example of us getting to know our folks better. And I was just delighted, Tyler, that I got to know you. What's going on with you today, my friend?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. It was a great trip, and looking forward to the next one. But I had many questions I wanted to address. Of course, we had such a great time, we got distracted from being able to hang out more. But one of the things, and I asked Jason this, and I've asked a few other folks, I just wanted to, in the spirit of considering the whole counsel of God, submit before you this question. As a single man who's been through EMB twice in my recovery process, how do I overcome the guilt, that feeling of shame that I feel when finding a female attractive? In the dating process, that's a little difficult. And I think I have a general idea of where that's coming from and where that might be based on fear and things, but I was just kind of going to throw that out and see what you guys had to say.
Well, I think it's a great question. We've got music playing, and we're going to get to this right after this, Tyler. Glad that you called, and when people hear us talking to you, they'll realize, well, what great folks go on these trips. We'll be back right after this, 1-800-229-3000, if you want to join us now or in the next hour. We'll be here. We'll be back here.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody
has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Tyler. And Tyler's saying, you know, Tyler's single. He finds women attractive. He's got some guilt associated with that. He's been to every man's battle. We'll start with you, Alice. What are you thinking here after we've been to this break?
Well, Tyler, I want to consider with you healthy guilt and unhealthy guilt. Because if you're falling back into old patterns of the ways that you are attracted to women and what you do when you notice that they're attractive, there could be healthy guilt there. But if you've really passed beyond that and you use the bouncing eyes technique and you don't lust after women with your eyes, then it's an unhealthy guilt that's not appropriate. How do you think you're doing in those two areas?
Yeah, that's good. I would say that I have a fairly healthy amount of guilt in that regard because I catch myself. And when that happens, I'm able to step back and say, no, you know, that's more than just a glance. That's probably not a very healthy thing to do. But it's just, it's an interesting area that I've been considering of like, well, how do I date and not necessarily ignore the physical, but date in a healthy way that I'm saying, well, I'm considering this as an entire person here. This is not just like we, you know, say in our workshops and everything, dehumanizing the person, because that's what the addiction does. And I'm trying to get beyond that and say, wow, this is an entire person. This is not just a collection of body parts. So I'm able to kind of pull that apart for myself, but at times I still will feel guilty for even just that first, like, wow, you know, she's really attractive.
As you consider these two different kinds of guilt, are you saying sometimes it is a healthy guilt because sometimes you linger too long? Sometimes it turns from, oh, she's attractive, into a lustful look, but other times it's an unhealthy guilt that's not appropriate to your behavior. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you could summarize it that way. And I would say that more often, for me, it's just a saying, wow, she's very attractive. I would, you know, like to get to know her. But I would say that that's more or less what's been happening for me lately, yet there's still this connection in my mind that I'm trying to reason with myself and saying, well, how do I get away from feeling guilty for that?
So this is what I think's going on, Tyler. I think you've got somewhat of a little deadly duo going on inside of you of these nagging neggies, some shame beliefs, and I would say I would even call them trauma-induced shame beliefs because they came out of you acting out. Your acting out not only caused others harm, but it caused you harm too. And I think there's a part of you that is scared of yourself. It's like, right, these two beliefs in there are making you scared of you. And as you're trying to sort out what's natural attraction, what's natural arousal that comes by being a male, and what's unnatural, right? It's kind of like you were driving a Lamborghini and you drove it off a cliff, right? And so now you're trying to get back in that car and decide what is healthy driving here with this sports car. But these are the two beliefs that I would have you do some work around. And you might even do something called eye movement desensitization reprocessing or something called EMDR. But I hear two things. I can't trust my judgment, and I did something wrong. If those two things, nagging neggies, are alive and well in your heart, you're going to be scared of yourself. You're not going to trust your judgment. And you're not going to feel attractive because you're going to be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That makes 100% sense.
So there's some beliefs today. Stay on the phone and see if we can find someone in your area, but do the deeper dive, my friend, and go get those. Turn those around, which is I can learn to trust my judgment, and I did the best I could.
And I want to add a spiritual,
I can learn.
A spiritual weapon to what Sherry is giving you. I want you to continuously pray Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because if this is a spiritual battle, the devil loves to try to pull people who are coming into the light and are becoming obedient to God as you've left the addiction. You did every man's battle two times. But he wants you to think you're still doing the wrong thing because that keeps you stuck, keeps you captive. So I want you to pray that out loud when you find yourself confused about the kind of guilt that you're feeling.
Yeah, because the truth of I can learn from this and I can learn to trust my judgment, those are more empowering, truthful ways of being in the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tyler, I'm really glad that you called. I talk about my weaknesses and struggles so often that I think, well, maybe I've kind of earned the right to say something positive every now and then. But here's something that's happened with me. You know, I've had a promiscuous past. I've had all sorts of problems and dealt with that and wrote about it in Every Man's Battle. But I was telling my wife, I said, I don't know if you know this, but I don't have any lust for any woman in my life, anyone that I see. There's no lust here for anyone. There's just desire for her, appreciation for her, and love for her. That has been quite a journey. To where, you know, we were just in a vacation place and people running around in swimsuits and some not much of one. I had no lust for anything that I saw. Now, I'm saying this because I want to encourage you that that's the direction I believe you're headed. And I want to encourage other men. If you're struggling, there is a path, you know, and you can come out on the other side of that path where you still believe that women are beautiful, you can appreciate their beauty, but it just doesn't get inside of you. It doesn't become something that you have to regret. You just are able to look away. And I remember my wife, we were walking along, there was somebody in front of us, and they didn't have much of a swimsuit on. My wife just said to me, you know, that's a great example, the way you just looked away. You're setting a great example. I'm telling you, it has not always been that way. But if we stay the course, and if we become open and honest, there's healing and there's progress. We're not just making this stuff up. You can become a man that can truly appreciate a woman inside and out, the beauty of her personhood, the essence, as we talk about in Every Man's Battle, the essence of who she is, and also believe, yeah, she's absolutely physically beautiful also and not lust. That's where I want to encourage everybody to go. And Tyler, I'm grateful that you called and we were able to talk about this. And I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. I know you're going to love this Bible. It's just one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of, because so many women tell me their husband never read the Bible till he got this one. And we've got them. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we're going to do another program after this, but I want to encourage anybody that's struggling with lust, go to Every Man's Battle before lust becomes a horrible, horrible disaster. Don't wait till you're unfaithful or you're consistently betraying the person you love. It's this Friday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On May the 3rd, it's going to be in Orange County. And then on June the 7th, we're coming kind of the heartland there in Cincinnati. And our New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, is May 3rd in Orange County. And we would love for you to come to that. I think it's going to be such a powerful event, Finding Freedom. We're going to also do Every Man's Battle in Orange County right there, same weekend. But Finding Freedom, if you're depressed, anxious, if you're struggling with conflict, those kinds of things, we're going to help you. Eating problem, you name it, Finding Freedom, it happens there at that New Life Weekend. And then our Intimacy and Marriage is June the 28th. Let us help you. And how about you help us if you can? If you do, we'll send you one of the most beautiful devotionals we've ever had, 100 Days of Peace, our gift to you. All right, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program right now.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.